Alright, out on the farm here, back when you were a little girl and you lived on the farm, when did work start around the farm?
Sunup.
I don't know how you did it. Okay, the sun came up at what time of day? About what time did it rise?
Back then, around 7, I guess. It didn't change the time then like to do now. But one time.
Right. So the sun did what it said?
I imagine it was around 7.
Well, what would you say the sun did at 7? Would you say it?
Rise, what did it do?
The sun rose at 7?
Rose at 7.
I catch it. Alright, if you had already seen the sun come up, you would say, I saw the sun, what?
When it was so high. If I didn't see it come up. Well, how would you say it?
Oh, I'd say I saw the sun rise.
Well, if it was done up, you didn't see it rise.
Right. But if you had seen it come up in the past.
Oh, if you had seen it.
What would you say? You'd say I saw it rise?
I have seen it rise.
You have seen it rise. Mm-hmm. Okay. And on the farm, people work until how late?
Sundown.
Okay.
Back when I was a kid.
You don't see that a whole lot anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, someone did some work the day before today.
Yesterday,
right. Okay. If he came here, see, today is Friday. So if someone came here last Friday, how would you say that? How would you say that he was here last
Friday?
Today, a week ago. Okay. And what about 2 weeks ago? What would you call that?
No, I'd say today, 2 weeks ago.
Would you ever say a fortnight?
No.
I see that's a term that probably just wasn't used in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say fortnight?
Fortnight.
Okay. The day after today is?
Tomorrow,
right. And if you wanted to know what time it was from someone, how would you ask them?
What time have you got?
What time have you got? Do you still say it that way?
Yes.
What time have you got?
A lot I do.
And this is called a?
Timepiece.
Timepiece. Would you ever call it a watch?
A watch. Timepiece. Didn't think I'm handy.
Okay. And if it was 30 minutes after 7 o'clock, what would you call that?
7:30.
You wouldn't say half past 7.
Oh, they do use that. I'll hear it both ways.
Right, okay. And if it were 15 minutes before 7 o'clock?
Quarter till.
Okay. And if you had been doing something for a long time, you'd say, I've been doing that for...
some length of time.
Would you say for a spell or for quite a while?
Quite a while. A lot of ways to put it.
Right. I'm just trying to get at all the different ways that they use in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1971 is what?
It's 1971? What do you mean?
Is that this year or last year?
Oh, it's this year.
That's this year. Okay. See, let me show you what I'm doing. See, there's some words that are underlined, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like tomorrow and watch and this year. And these are words that I just want your pronunciation on. They don't have really different definitions. Everybody knows, this year. They know what the day after today is. They know it's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But different people say this differently, so I'm interested in how you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas other things like, say, 7:30, I'm interested in, some people say a quarter, I mean half past 7, some people say 7:30, some people say 30 minutes after 7.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm just trying to get at those different phrases.
Mm-hmm.